seen you. Let's begin. Okay, guys, we have a lot to see today, Hashem. I want to get going, Vayikra to Gemara. This next plot is really not so connected to Sanhedrin. I was, you know, actually thinking to myself, should we skip it or not? But, you know, since we're going straight, I don't want to skip it. So, let's start from the Gemara here on the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis, which is still really our sugya. And then we get into the din of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasara. Says the Gemara here on Gimel Amid Beis. Two lines on the bottom. Two lines, second wide line. Tanur Rabbanan, Dini Mamadus B'Shlosha. Tanakama says three. Rebbe Omer B'Chamisha. Rebbe says five. Kedesh Yigamra Din B'Shlosha. The reason why he says five is in order that there'll be a Gemar Din. In order that what? In order that you'll be able to have three. Halacha L'Maisa. In order that three will be able to decide like one. So you have three in one decision. So you'll end up saying three in one Gemar Din. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rabbi HaKadosh has a unique opinion that you need five dayanim. Okay? Important opinion. Rabbi HaKadosh says, we paskin Rebbe mechaver v'lo mechaver rav. Whenever Rebbe's against many colleagues, we paskin like the Rabbin. When he's against one colleague, we paskin like Rebbe, Gemara says Aksubas. So this is against the Chacham, the Tanakhama. So the Gemara asks, Akasha, if that's the case, Lomaisa, he wants to make sure there'll be a Gemar Din Bishlosha, that you'll have rove of five, there'll be three frektigamra. I don't understand. Can't you have a Gemar Din on three? Two of the three will be a rove. What's the difference between three of five and two of three? Answers the Gemara Hakikomer. This is what Ben HaKadosh said. Neshitzarech Gemar Din Bishlosha. Because you need the Gemar Din to be three. So since you need the Gemar Din to be three, halacha lemaisa, you need to have five. So you need the Psak, you need three dayanim to be deciding one way. And when you die in front of three, you only have two going one way. Perhaps there's a possibility to be 3-0, but there's always a possibility 2-1. So Rabbi HaKadosh holds Alma Kasavar. We see the Tlosa Beksivi, the Gemar Dinexivi. You see that we need three. Daniel, you have it on your Gemar. If you don't have it on your computer, you look on it, you gotta have it on the Gemar. You got it? Okay. Alma, anyone who doesn't have it, please look, let's see. Alma Kasavar, the Tlosa Xivi, the Gemar Dinexivi. So you need threes by Gemar Din. Gemar says that's a very, very strange shita. Why is it such a strange sheet? Frek the Gemara Megadet Berabbo. It's a Lashon, like he goffed at this. Rebbe Avo is a strong Lashon. Megadet Berabbo. He goffed at this. Why did he goff at it? Elamiata. Te Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Tzricha Meav Arboim. Ve'echad. Kidei. She Yigamar Adin. Beshiv Ve'echad. Higher mathematics. If you require 71 Dayanim, like the Chachamim, you should require 141. What's a majority of 141? 71. So therefore, that means you should require 141 judges. You've never heard of such a thing. Moreover, Tehei Sanhedrin Ketana, which is a base of 23, Tzricha Arboim V'Chamisha. You should require 45, Kedesh Yigamar Adin B'Shlosh V'Esrin. Higher mathematics, what's a majority of 45? 23. We don't find that a base of Nefasha should have to be 45. What's going on? So, let's take a look at the bottom Taisus. Let's see inside. Bottom Taisus. You see the bottom Taisus? Let's see inside. Go ahead, Pinchas. Read the bottom Taisus. Let's go, Miss Sanhedrin Gedolah. On the bottom Taisus. Go ahead.
Miss Sanhedrin Gedolah, part of Shapi with the Shivim Biachot, Ketiv, the Reish, Besov Pirkin.
Aval.
Sanhedrin Tana, the Esrim Ketiv, the two love. The Reish, Breish Pirkin.
Where was that Breish Pirkin?
The Mishnah.
The Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, Bezim Bez on the top. Excellent, Pinchas. Go ahead. Ada.
Ada Shofetis. Ada Matzal.
Ada, one Ada Shofetis, and Ada Matzal. 10 and 10, right? Go ahead. So what's he asking? How do we get to 23 over there? You remember? We had 10 and 10. Ada is 10. Shofetis is 10. So 10 plus 10 is 20. How'd you get to 23? Because if you want to convict someone in Dinah Fashas, you need what? At least a margin of 2. So it would be 22. It would be 12 to 10. But that's an even number. So we had to get to 23 based on what? Based on Shakal. Correct? I don't understand. That whole drasha of 10 and 10, leave it at 20, then he says Beferish. That's what's Beferish in the Pasuk. What's Beferish in the Pasuk, Lamais, is considered to be 20. What's a majority? What would be a majority of 20? If the Esrim is Gemar Din, Ksiv, then what? Then what you should have? You should have how many? You should have 39. Why 39? Because how much? Because 21 and 18 will be what? Will be 39. You'll fulfill your requirement of convicting at least by 2, and it'll be an odd number, right? So it'll be 21 and 18. Last time I checked, 21 plus 18 is 39. So why does the Gemara get out of its mouth the number 45? That's what Tysus says he doesn't understand. Tysus asks Akasha, one sec, Jake. Let's understand the Tysus. The Gemara basically doesn't understand the Gemara's Kasha from the case of Sanhedrin Ketanah. He only understands the Kasha from Sanhedrin Gedola. Because it would be from Sanhedrin Ketanah, it wouldn't be what? It wouldn't be the number 45. Because what's written in the Pasuk is Beferish what? Is 20. So it's written in the Pasuk, you need a Gemara din of 20, no problem, do 39. So if you do 39, you'll make sure that what? There'll be a Gemara din of at least 20, because it'll be 21 and what? And 18. So you'll know that you'll have a Gemara din in that way. You'll fulfill it in that way. Where do you get 45 from? So Tosus answers this kasha or he does not? Yes or no? He does not answer this kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. You can't tell me the Gemara wasn't asking from both. The Gemara said Beferish is from both. So how do you answer it? So you're looking at Taisa Rush. We'll get to you, Jacob. Taisa Rush answers and he says like this. He says, you know what? I disagree with Tais. I consider this to be Beferish in the Pasuk. Since the Mishnah says you need another 3, I consider the Pasuk to be 23. And therefore, if you need a Gemara Din of 23, how many do you need? 45. 39 will not suffice, Ellie. We view what's written in the Pasuk. I'm going to read you. But Tais Arash Miyashim Kushyosim came into Elba Maslissin. Bezim and Alf Yalfinim Mikra Lo'od Shlosh Arexivi Bekra. Bekra, I emphasize. It says it's in the Pasuk, Stephen. 23 Beferish. So if you need 23 in the Pasuk, I need a 23 of a Gemara Din of 23. The only way I can make sure I have a 23 Gemara Din of one vote, that it's siding on one side 23, is if I have 45. So Taisa Rush answers this kasha. Taisus didn't think it was written Beferish in the Pasuk. You figure it out because you need a margin to Hatiaska Lara, Hatiaska Lataiva, Mosifin Orecha, because Mason Shakel. So based on the whole cheshbon, you get to 23. The Taisa Rush says, I view that cheshbon as if it's written Beferish in the Pasuk. If it's written Beferish in the Pasuk, then the Gemara Din has to be of 23. The only time, what do you mean Gemara Din? You need 23 to be voting, at least on one side. To ensure that, you have to have 45. So let's get that down in our notes. The Taisa Rush answers the kasha. The Taisa Rush answers the kasha of who? The Taisa Rush answers the kasha of Taisa. Yes, Jacob, you've been patient. Go ahead.
A few questions on this one.
Real quick, go ahead.
Why is the Tosafot season number 39? Why can't they use number 37 and get 2017? You still win by 3.
No, you need a Gemara Din of 20.
So that's.
So how do you ensure you always end up a Gemara Din of 20?
With 39.
39.
But 39, then you don't win by. Then because you get 2019.
Exactly. And since you need always a margin of 2, and therefore you can't have an even number, you add 1, it's got to be what? 45. It's got to be 39 if it's 20. Okay? Because you always got to have 21-18 because you need a margin of 3. I'm glad you pointed out.
39 wouldn't work because what happens if it's 20 to 19?
I understand that, Lamaisa, but we need a. You need a Gemara Din of 20. 39 will ensure it because I can have a scenario of 21 to 18. You have to at least allow the scenario. So you can have the scenario. If it would be like you're saying, 2019, then we wouldn't convict the guy. He would go home.
He's trying to just say,
give me a scenario where you could convict the guy, and the vote will be at least, what, 21? That'll be the case. You'll have 39. Okay? 21 to 18, you fulfill that. It's a good point you bring up. Okay, yes, go ahead. You can just skim this, guys. You can't skim it. You have to learn how to learn this.
Yeah,
go ahead, Johnny. Yeah, real quick.
How can the Tosafot say the cheshbon in the pasuk when the cheshbon in the Mishnah is from a totally different pasuk? You learn the cheshbon of 3 from Acher Rav and Hatos.
I understand, but it's a pasuk, so we treat it as if it's written in the pasuk. Ada, ada. One 8 is 10, another 8 is 10, and from another pasuk you learn. But we treat all as mefurish b'kra. Okay, that's what the Taisa Rush wants to say. That's his lashon. I'll read you the lashon. I brought it. I'll read you the lashon. He says, Zok the Taisa Rush. He says like this. He says, "V'nirali dena kashad arishin mikra lekamad minayin lavi ot shlosh arixivi b'kra asum v'shlosh." It's written b'feirish. V'itikshel achech matzim lemeir hanach treyedus. Okay, so he says b'feirish and possible. Okay, good. Bite or not, Jacob? Very good. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, let's see. You got the Gemara on there?
Yeah, I have the Gemara right there.
Okay, good. Bite or. Let's go back to the Gemara, guys. Says the Gemara. So that can't be Rebbe's pshat. Rebbe doesn't require 5 because of that. Ella. Asfali shivimish, Amar Rachmanin. The Torah says, gather 70 men. Shemishas asifa shivim. You gather 70, v'shafto eidah v'tzilu eidah. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, shafto eidah v'tzilu eidah. Namid mishas shvita sa'edah. Shvita sa'edah. Bizman ha'mishput. You have 23. You see, you don't need the Gemara Din to have 23. At the time of the gathering, you need 70. Don't tell me it's talking about the focus, Yonah. The focus is not the Gemara Din. The focus is the time of the gathering. The gathering, you need 70. The gathering, you need 23. So, frek the kasha lemaisa hachanami. V'nikrav abayis el Elohim. Shemishas krevel shlosha dayanim. Don't tell me that the Gemara Din is only 3. From the time of the gathering, you need 3. So the Gemara just got rid of this whole shot. So the first shot, Rabbi Nachman, was what, Yonah? That you need 5 in order that the Gemara Din at least be 3 of 1. The Gemara gets rid of that. It can't be. Because the number 3 that's required is from the very outset, not just the Gemara Din. So the Gemara says, what's the shot? Rabbi Elis Akhtar, let's see. And this is the opening the door to our Din. Ela Hainu Tamid the Rabbi. The Sfar of Rabbi Nachman is Shirashin Elohim, Trey. Shirashin Elohim is Lashon Rabbin. It's Mashmer Trey, 2 Dayanim. So we learn out another 2 Dayanim Shenemar. It says Shenemar Elohim Lamata. The end of the pasuk it says Arshin Elohim. And then Elohim Lamala. It says in the pasuk before Ad Elohim Yavo. We learn one from another. Ma Elohim Lamata Shnayim. Because it said Yarshiyun. So too Af Elohim Lamala Shnayim. The Kavan chain based in Shokol. Right? The aim based in Shokol. Mosifu Lemorechad Harikan Chamish. So you have 5 Dayanim. That's how you have 5 Dayanim. Okay, everyone got that? The drasha of Ben HaKadosh is 5 Dayanim. Yes, Klor? We got that? The drasha of Ben HaKadosh is 5 Dayanim, based on shakos we've discussed at great length, halacha lamaisa. So you see this drasha. I just want to point out, maybe this is what you're going to be bothered by, Pinchas. What should we be bothered by? No, because Elohim could also, we're going to get to that. It's a good point, we're going to get to that. It's a very good point. We're going to get to that. Malbim has a comment about this. But more than that, you always have to plug it back in. So what do I mean by plugging it back in? What was Rabbi Nachman's Lashon? What was his Lashon? Kedeshi Yagamra Adin Mishlosha. So how does that fit in now? You know what I mean? Because Gemara says that basically Rabbi Nachman got 5 based on what? This whole Drasha. So how do you fit the Lashon Sheyagamra Adin Mishlosha? You understand what I mean? What does it mean?
That's when you have 5 guys.
What do you mean, Shigamra Dishlosh? It's not a problem, but what does it mean? The kavan is you should have a basin note. That you should be able to what? You should be able to paskin up the rove shloshah. That's what that means. No, because if you have 4 Kamash Masa Basa, you're not going to fulfill that, the Yadra Masa. Tibra Maska La Sikna. You might have 2 and 2. So I'm saying at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Nachman, what are you striving for with 5 Dayanim? You're really striving for 3. His fulfillment of Beis Din Naita is what? Is 3, not 2 of 3. Okay? So I'm just saying that you gotta re-plug it in because that's a new chiddush of what we said Beis Din Naita was. If you'd have asked me Beis Din Naita, we just make sure there's no deadlock. 2 of 3 should be fine. He doesn't have that. So if somebody asks you, give me a Tana that is a new perspective of Beis Din Naita, who's that Tana? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He says, based in note, it's only fulfilled if you have 3 guys on one side of the vote. That's a new perspective in based in note. That's what I want to bring out from Rabbi HaKadosh. Okay? That's a very big chiddush. So we don't hold like that. So how do we respond? The Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? Yarshiyun Ksiv. What's missing here? Kriyun Ksiv. What does the Kri mean? Now let's get it. Yesh Eim Lemikra. What does Yesh Eim Lemikra mean? You look at how it's read. What does Yesh Eim L'Mesorah mean? You look at how it's written, the Ksiv. Let's get this down. I asked guys in Seder, why did it say Eim? Uri, you got the Gemara on there? You got the Gemara on here?
I'll get it.
Or use the little one here. Do we have it there?
Jacob.
What'd you say?
Jacob,
you have it. Okay, good. Please get it on the computer. So what does it say? Please get this down. We say, Yud-Gimel, no. Yud-Gimel Midas, I have one. Yud-Gimel Midas, I have 2 of them. Yud-Gimel Midas, what does it say? Binyanav. Doesn't say Binyanain. Please get it down. Who asked this kasha? The Chuvas Arif. The Rif wrote Chuvas. You know what Simon is? Simon Aleph. The first Simon in the Chuvas Arif. Asked this kasha. He says like this. Listen. He says something that we learn from something else is called an Av. If the father bears something, the father teaches something. Where you're not learning something to other things, you're just being modi on what it hangs, what it's relying on, then that's considered to be what? Is it the mikra or is it the masara? We call that an aim. Because kriya is not a lashon zakhar, it's a lashon akeva. I guess mikra and masara are a lashon what? If something's hanging on something, what is it dependent upon, Daniel? Is it the way you read it, or the way you what? Or is it the way it's written? So that's like what it depends upon. So then you focus on the aim, the mother. Because the truth is the word Kriya and Nesora are lush in the cave, so it fits much better. But Binyanav, you take a din and you expand it to Kol HaTorah Kulo. So then it's appropriate to say the word Av.
So if it only teaches something by itself?
No. If Yesh Eim Lemik, Yesh Eim Lemsor, you have a certain halacha, so we go backwards. And we say, what does that depend upon? So then you see Yesh Eim Lemik, Yesh Eim Lemsor. Binyanav, you take a din and you expand it to Kol HaTorah Kulo. So when you're teaching other things, that's called an Av. When you're just trying to backtrack and say what it's relying on, then that's what? That's considered like an aim. You follow me, Jeremy? And the truth is that Mikra and Misora, Stephen, are what? Are Lush in the Cave. You got this? They're Lush in the Cave. That's one pshat I want to say over. The other pshat I want to say over is the following. From Abedu Turdus Apolafia. He says that Binyanav is only on a pusk in the Torah. Yesh Eim Mikra Misora is used on Psukim from Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. Okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, to use Eim Mikra or what we received in the Misora. Both of them are like Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, Lamaisa, is Shaykh Eim. Right? Because it's like Divrei Kabbalah. It's like Lashon Nekeva. Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what Rabbeinu Bechai Al HaTorah seems to say. In Dvarim Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Ches. Please get this down. So the other pshat we're saying is that Yesh Eim Lemikra, Yesh Eim Lemokra spans what Psukim and Navi and Ksuvim. And that's Kain Torah Shebaal Peh. So Memel, it's Kain Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Lashon Eim, Lashon Nekevim. Whereas Yesh Binyanav is only on what? Psukim and Torah Shebaal Peh. Memel, it's only Psukim and Torah Shebaal Peh. It's Abua Dekulu, which is what? It teaches things in that sense. Therefore, we only stick what? We only say it only by a father. The father of all is what? Torah Shebaksav. Abua Dekulu. The father of all is the Torah Shebaksav. So that's what the Rif wants to say in the Chuvas. That's what the Rav Turdu, Rav Turdu, Tudrus Apolafia. Okay? Yeah, because Torah, it's similar to Torah Shebaal Peh. We make the drushes, the Vim and Ksuvim. So therefore, since Torah Shebaal Peh, it's Lashon Nekevim. So its aim is a better Lashon Lamaisa. Okay? It's more considered to be like that. Now, one sec, Pinchas. Now, the Rabbanon Lamaisa, it's interesting, okay? I want you to get this, okay? Now, the truth is, the fact that there's Chasar Vav, what does that show us? The fact that it's Chasar Vav. What is the Torah giving you as Rasha? The fact that it's Chasar Vav, what does it tell you guys? What do you say? It's telling you don't be Darish to Dayanim, correct? Because it doesn't have the war, it doesn't have the Vav. And the reason why it says Yarshiyun Beloshen Rabim, so then ask yourself, why does the Yarshiyun Beloshen Rabim? Why is it written Yarshiyun Beloshen Rabim, not Yarshia? Please get that down. The bottom line is, Zach, it does say Yarshiyun, even though there's no Vav, but it does say Beloshen Rabim, not doesn't say Yarshia. Yarshia is a Loshen Yochid. What's the answer? Because Elohim is sometimes Loshen Rabim. So since Elohim is sometimes Loshen Rabim, the Meiri writes, so the Torah wrote Yarshiyun. But don't darish two dayanim from there. It's Chasar Vav, it only tells you one dayan. So why didn't you say Yarshia? Because since Elohim, Lamaisa, is sometimes Beloshen Rabim, is referring to Loshen Rabim, so we want to do the same thing here, Yarshiyun echoes that. And Bishlama, if would have written Yarshia, I understand. But if it says Yarshiyun, it's a little bit difficult. So the Malbim says, I want you to get this, the Malbim says, even though it's Mukhruch HaKosav Kimikro, but the reason why it's missing a Vav is Mitzayin Loshen Rabim is to Mimagalea, is to reveal to us that it says Ashir Shiun is not because of Trey, but because Elohim, it comes B'Loshen Rabim. Lekavo, even though it's only what? It's only Echad. So in other words, Malbim is basically saying the same thing as the Meiri. At the end of the day, Yonah, what the Rabbanan don't darshan Yarshiyun, right? They say it's only one dying. But then it did say it B'Loshen Rabim. So why does it say it B'Loshen Rabim? Because exactly what the Meiri said, and the Malbim is saying the same thing. The word is that because the Loshen Elohim is Bob B'Loshen Rabim, Lekavo, even though it's only what? Even though it's only Echad. Even though it's considered to be only Echad, Lamaisa, it's still taught B'Loshen Rabim. Because Loshen Elohim, Bob B'Loshen Rabim, Lekvo, Avagav Deinu El Echad. Okay, so that's why it says Yarshiyun. So why don't you get that point down of the Miri and the Mabla. Again, Ellie, what we're saying is that according to Rabbanan, if you're learning from Yarshiyun only one, you're learning only one Dayan, right? Because it's Chasar Vav, so why didn't say Yarshiya? Right? Say Yarshiya. Why Yarshiyun? Even though there's no Vav, but it's a Lashon Rabbin. Because Elokim is sometimes a Lashon Rabbin too as well.
Is the Miri and the Mabla saying the same thing?
Or? Yeah, the Miri and Mabla are basically saying the same thing. That is correct. So that's why it says Yarshiyun in that sense, okay? That's why it says Yarshiyun in that sense, because Halach Lamaisa, it's missing a Vav, so we're not Dorish to Dayanim, and we're Dorish B'Lashon Rabbin Lamaisa. The reason why it's written B'Lashon Rabbin, not B'Lashon Yachid, is because Elokim sometimes is B'Lashon Rabbin. But I'm treating as one Dayan, Elohim. The other Elohim is one Dayan. Yarshiyun is considered to be the third Dayan. And that's it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So we got that clear? Okay. So in other words, you have to keep this in mind that Yarshiyun itself is just a modifier. We want to know whether Elohim is a Lashon Rabbin or not. Oh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh says Yarshiyun is a Lashon Rabbin. So that tells me Elohim is Lashon Rabbin. One Elohim is two. The next Elohim is two. And then Beis Din Shach tells me five. The Rabbanan say, I'm sorry. Yarshiyun is a Lashon Yachid. Therefore, Elokim is one, the next Elokim is one, Beis Din Shach gives you three. All Yarshiyun is a modifier, Eli. So according to the Rabbanan, that if you're always a Yachid person, according to the Rabbanan, so why to teach this Lashon? It should have just said Yarshiyah. Because the bottom line is Elohim is a Lashon Rabbin, a lot of times. So therefore, based on that, it said it in that way, the Torah Kedosha wrote it in that way. Because Elokim is Baba Lashon Rabbin. Lekovot. Why is it Lekovot? I don't know why it's Lekovot, but okay. A lot of times the word comes as Lashon Rabbin. All right. Not, I don't know why it's Lekovot, but okay. Why? Because sometimes it means, it has two connotations. It means Hashem or Beis Din. Midas Adin. It's interesting. Midas Adin. Hashem's Midas Adin is Beis Din. Beis Din is also Din. Okay, but that's the Pshat in Lemaisa. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, let's go now. Top Tysus. Go ahead, Pinchas. Who is reading the Tysus? Pinchas, yeah? Go ahead, tap toys, guys.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Pins, real quick.
Can you just repeat the answer to the toast, the Tshuvas Harif, just the second part?
Yeah, the Tshuvas Harif is just saying the following. He's just saying when you talk about a father is to teach other things. A binyan av, you take a din and you teach other things. Therefore, it's binyan av, the father. Yeah. When you talk about Yesh Ein Lenukah Yesh Masor, you're basically tracing. How did I get this halacha? Did I read it as a creed? Did I read it as a ksiv? So that's focusing on the mother. You're relying on something, but that's considered the mother. And the truth of the matter is that he added on the point that it makes a lot of sense that the word mikra and mesora is lashon nekeva. So that's why it does say ain. Lo dia amahim sochem. A mikra or a mesoras. Korn lehem ain. She a kriya ain a lashon zakar a lashon nekeva. Kriya is lashon nekeva. Mesoras is lashon nekeva. Okay? So that's the pshat. Okay, let's see the top toises. Go ahead, Pinchas. What do you say? Dalam and Av, guys, top choices. Let's go. We got a lot to see. Go ahead.
Virabodan, Yushin Ktiv, Vaishkabe in Ktiv, the Parak Bima Behema.
Right.
Afil Rabbi Moda, Mishum, Dekra, Muchach, the Pinchas Lochata, She Yichsu Hakati.
Right. So, what's going on here? So, this is interesting. You know, the Gemara has in Shabbos and Nun Hey, it has a bunch of statements from Amoraim and Tanoim. Then anyone who says someone sinned is mistaken. Like the Gemara says, anyone who says David sinned, Einu Ela Toa. Don't tell me David sinned. We know from Ksubas Daf Tes and Manav he didn't sin. He gave her a get, according to the second tirus of the Gemara, when he lived with Bathsheba. We learned that. Remember? Second day in the Gemara. Now the Rav said, as a melech, David sinned. It wasn't right for a melech to do what he did. There are many prakim in Tehillim. It said, Kol Omer David Chatei Einu Ela Toa. It didn't say David a melech. The Rav pointed that out once. So the Gemara on that piece of Gemara goes through many characters of Tanakh. For example, Reuven. You think Reuven lived with Bilhah? Chas v'shalom. Anyone who says that, Einu Ela Toa. And then it brings up Chafni and Pinchas. You know what Chafni and Pinchas did? They used to delay mothers from bringing korbanos when they gave birth to children. They would procrastinate it. So the pasuk says a lashon of Yishkevu. So you could interpret the pasuk wrongly, that they were mezana with these Eishes Eishes, the sons of Shmuel, Rachman al Islam. That's a big mistake, the Gemara says. Anyone who says that is mistaken. Einu Ela Toa. That's the Lashon of the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Einu Ela Toa. You're very mistaken if you feel that that's the interpretation of the pasuk. Rachman al Islam. They never did such a thing ever. It's not shaykh that they would do such a thing. Okay? That's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. If you interpret it like that, you're wrong. The Gemara concludes there. Please get that. But which one of the two really stopped women from bringing korbanos? It really was only Chofni and not Pinchas. Let's get it down. Chofni sinned and not Pinchas. That's what the Gemara concludes there in Shabbos on Nun Hey Amud Beis. Okay? It says Chofni sinned and not Pinchas. Okay? Now Rebbe Lamaisa learns here Yarshiun B'Lashon Rabin. Right? It says Beferish B'Lashon Rabin Yarshiun. So it says Yishkavan in the Pasuk over there. Yishkavun. So what does the Pasuk mean, Yishkavun? If you're Dorish B'Lashon Rabin, then it should be that both of them sin. So that's Tysus Kasha. Please get it down. If Rebbe or Benu HaKadosh is always a Yesh Mikra person, just like over here, you interpret Yarshiun to be what? Yarshiun to be Lashon what? Lashon Mikra, plural. Then he should interpret the Pasuk Yishkavun as being Lashon Rabin. And both Chofni and Pinchas did something what? Both Chofni and Pinchas did something wrong. So that's what Tosis is bothered by. How could the Gemara conclude that only Chofni sinned and not Pinchas? That's Tosis Kasha. So read it again inside. Okay, please. Go ahead. Pinchas, read it inside, guys. Go ahead. You got to know how to read it. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Rabban. Read from the Dibra Mas. Go ahead.
Yishkevun k'tiv.
Oh.
The parak b'mar b'hinyo.
Shabbos n'hem be'ez afilu. Oh. So he's bothered by that. How can the Gemara conclude over this? You got to look up the Gemara. How can the Gemara conclude over there that only Chofni sinned and not Pinchas? You should lush and rob him. That's the kasha. Go ahead. What's the teretz? A little bit later in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Yudalid, what does it do? It lists off the lineage of who? Of Achiah. And what is the lineage of Achiah? Who's in that lineage? In Shmuel Aleph, Perek Dalid, Pazakim, Achiah ben Echtov, Achiah Echavit ben Pinchas ben Eli HaKoin. It never would have listed Pinchas and be his Yuchsin, to be his ancestors. It must be that Pinchas didn't sin. So even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh normally, Eli, does what? Normally, what does he do? He interprets it Lashon Rabim, Yesh Eim LeMikra, but if there's a Beferish or Pasuk that says not that way, then he says it's Eim, Yesh Eim LeMisara. And therefore, it means what? It means Yishkevun without a Vav. Only one guy sinned. Which sinned? Chofni and not Pinchas. You got it? Everyone got how to read that Tosis? Jacob, you got this? Okay? What does the Gemara say in Shabbos and Ham and Aleph? Anyone who says a Chofni and Pinchas sin was wrong. Zainuel at all. But the Gemara in the Maskana of the Gemara there says that Chofni did something wrong and not Pinchas. They didn't live with the women. They just stopped the women from bringing karbanos. So the Gemara says, Frek Tysus, but I thought Rabbeinu HaKadosh always says Yeshem LeMikra. So he should say both. So what's the Teretz? Because there's another Pesuk in Navi that's the clincher. The Pesuk, when it lists off the lineage of Achiah, it says he was this. His grandfather was Pinchas. If Pinchas sinned, he never would have listed him in the what? He never would have listed him in the Yuchis. So that's the Teretz of Tysus. Yes, Yosef.
Why do we say that Pinchas did Tshuva and
Okay. Yosef's asking, maybe he did Tshuva. It's a good point. Maybe he did Tshuva. Okay, we're Lamaisa. It's a good point.
Then you can have, they both sin, but
That
way the Lashon works.
Okay, you heard Yosef's asking? Yosef's asking, maybe did tshuva. How do you know that he didn't sin? Maybe did tshuva by that time? Okay, it's a good point. I don't have to think about it. Let me think about it. It's a good kasha. Let me think about it. Yosef's asking, maybe he did sin and did tshuva. Shimon, you heard a kasha? Maybe he did sin and he did tshuva. Who says? Okay, good. It's a good kasha to think about it. Tosis' answer is that there's another pasuk that says the Feverish that he wasn't one. He didn't sin. Because when it lists off the lineage of Achiah, it says Pinchas. So obviously he didn't sin. So when you have a vacuum, what does Rabbeinu HaKadosh hold Yonah? He holds Yeshem LeMikra. But if you have a Pusik that says Beferish interpreted Yeshem LeMisora, there's another Pusik out there, then he says Yeshem LeMisora. Okay? And that's exactly what happened here. Yosef's just asking, well, I said maybe he did the Avera, but he did Tshuva by that time. You got to check out, there's only 13 Prakim, so... By the, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you're right, but it's listing a lineage of people. It's a good point. Okay. Now think about it, Yosef. You have to think about it. Even if he did tshuva, though, it had to be tshuva me'av. Hear my teretz? Oh. There's, even if you do tshuva, there's still a chait there. You know what I mean? The tshuva me'ira, you know, puts it from maize to shoga. According to you, it would have to have been tshuva me'av. How do you know it's tshuva me'av? to see as if there was no sin. You know what I'm saying?
I know it was Rava because he's listening.
But Malkum Shabali Tshuva Mom Dimein Sadikim Gmurim Mom Dim. What kind of Tshuva Mi'ava? Because it takes the Aver and turns into a Mitzvah. So I'm saying back to Yosef, who says it was Tshuva Mi'ava? You know what I'm saying?
You know it's
so maybe that's a pshat.
Rabbi, you know it's Tshuva Mi'ava because he's listed as a grandfather of Achia.
How do you know he has to be Tshuva Mi'ava? Maybe Tshuva Mi'ava be enough.
So then he's listed, so it's fine. It doesn't matter.
I understand, but what I'm saying is Lamaisa, what I'm saying is what he's saying is the fact that he's listed shows he didn't do an Aveira. So I'm saying that's only because he did Tshuva Mi'ava. Lamaisa, if he Tshuva Mi'ira, maybe he wouldn't be listed. Maybe he wouldn't be listed. Okay, interesting point. Okay, let's see Vaitim and Gemara, guys. Let's go. Everyone inside? Yes, Pinchas, go ahead. What do you say? Everyone's got Cassius. Everyone got Cassius.
Unless I looked up the wrong pasuk.
Yes.
Navi, I'm pretty sure the pasuk itself says Yishkevun was above.
It could be. If it does, then we'll have the same terrors we had before. We're going to see in our Gemara. In our Sfarim might have it, but in the Sfarim is Mana Gemara, they didn't have it. Just like we're going to see with Karnos. Okay? That would be my response, because that's the Churu, that's definitely what the Gemara is assuming. Okay? The Gemara is assuming that's the drush of Yishkevun. Okay? That's the puzzle of Yishkevun. Okay? The same problem we have by Karnos. Okay? We're assuming that it was Chasr. Okay. Vaita now in the Gemara. If there's no nafkemina ladina, we follow Rov's farm, and Rov's farm have it without a vav. That's what you're going to have to say. You're saying ours is with a vav? Ours is with a vav.
Not in the Tanakh, I saw.
It's with a vav, you're saying. Okay. Well, you have to say Bismana Gamara, they had not that way. That's what we're going to have to see, and we're going to see this vaita. Okay, let's see, guys. So this opens the door to a whole new topic, or this topic called Yeshem Limik Yeshem Limsar. Let's see. Let's go, guys. Amr Yitzchok says Gamora. Amr Yitzchok, Barhu, Bar Reb Yasi, yeah. Lashon the Gemara. Let's see. Amr Yitzchok says the Gemara, Bar Yosef, Amr Yechanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Nakadosh, Rabbi Yudah ben Roetz, Rabbi Yudah ben Roetz, Ube Shammai, Vireb Shimon, Reb Akiva. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sheets at a time. Kulu Svirlu Yeshem Lemikr. I want you to know all these hold Yeshem Lemikr. Okay. Now I want you to know something. We have a Masora, to please get this down, that anytime this appears in Shas, that the following Tanaim hold of this following concept, we never hold like that halacha. Okay? There's a Masora like that. Rav Haigon writes that, the Tshuva Zagonim. Anytime it says Ploni or Ploni, hold one Shita, the Kavan is we don't paskin like that Shita. Okay? So I want you to get that. So the Gemara says, oh, Rebbe, we already know. Mehad Amar. Because he said Yarshiun, Yeshem Lemikra, and therefore Lashon Rabim. That told me Elohim meant 2. 2 plus 2 is 4 plus 1 is 5. Shakol. For Reb Yudah ben Roetz. How do you know about Reb Yudah ben Roetz? What is Reb Yudah ben Roetz? This sign, it says in the Brisa, Sholo Talmidim is Reb Yudah ben Roetz. Ekra ani, I'm able to interpret Shivim. Yochol, I would think that Tehei Yoledes Nekeva Tmeya Shivim. How many days, let's get it down, how many days when a woman gives birth is she Tomei?
2 weeks.
For a girl, 14. You add on what? 66 days? That's called Dam Tahar. Dam Tomei for the first 14 after she has a girl, plus another 66, it's called Dam Tahar. You got it? Dam Tomei, then Dam Tahar. Now, Mikra Din, a woman could go to Mikveh at the end of the 14 days, and she could be with her husband. We, Bisman HaZeh, once you get it down, the Ramon, your day says, we're not Bol al Dam Tahar. We only wait till the woman stops bleeding completely. Okay, we're machmer halacha lamaisa. We are not boel al dam tor. If she gives birth to a boy, 7 days she's tameh, and how many days is dam tor? 33 days. So 7 plus 33 is 40. 14 plus 66 is 80. 48. Okay, you got it, Stephen? So what does it say in the pasuk? They asked the Rebbe. They said, listen, it says shivim in the pasuk. You know what shivim means? 70. You know, maybe a woman's tameh for 70 days. Not shvuayim. Shuaim is Mikra, Ishaim LaMikra, how we pronounce it. The Misora is maybe the words. Shuaim LaMais is not Shuaim, it should be Shivim. 70 days. So he said to the Talmidim, no. Amalehen, Reb Yudah ben Roetz, said, no way. In my opinion, he says, Yemei Tuma is 2 weeks. Time Vitihir Bil Zachar. The Yemei Tuma and the days of Yemei Tara with a woman that gives birth. Vitime vitir benekeva, and the Yemei Tumah vitara for a girl, ma kishatir bezachar, benekeva kiflein, just like the Yemei Tahara. of a nekev of a girl are double lamaisa. The days of a boy, 66 to 33. Af means linen tuma. Please, guys, get how to read this. Af linen yeme tuma kishetime bezachar. It's benekev kiflayim. It's 17, 7 to 14. Laach sheyatzu. When the Talmidim left the shir, Yatzah rebuked him and wrote it to Machzer Achareim. He called them back that they should come back. Amar lehen, Iatem Zkukim Lekach. You really don't need what? You really don't need the proof that I said that it's doubling. You don't have to say that proof because I'm going to teach you Yesh Eim Lemis, Yesh Eim Lemikra, Shuayim Karinin, Yesh Eim Lemikra. I said a good svara. Everyone's out. They left after Mincha. They called them all back in. But we have college, Lemaisa, right? But he said no. He said, I just got to tell you this. He said, it's not based on what? It's not based on the Svara. What's it based on? It's not based on doubling. It's based on Yesh Eim LeWat, Yesh Eim LeMikra. That was his finish. So that's the first drasha we have of this din, Halacha Lemaisa. But please get the Ramah. We are not boy al dam tar. Mikra din, a woman could go to Mikva after the 7th if she had a boy. After 14 days, she had the girl. She's still tongue. If she sees blood afterwards, that's called damtar. We're not boiled damtar. Okay? So you see, Beferis, that's the din of what? That's the din of. That's the din of Rabbi Yudah ben Roetz. Let's look at the two small Taisasim real quick. Okay? Pinchas, go ahead. Let's look at the two small Taisasim. Go ahead, Pinchas. What do you say?
Ekra?
Yeah, go ahead. Ekra?
Ekra, Shibim.
Yes.
Hanimi.
No, Havim Matze. Havim Matze. I could have. Havim Matze Lishnuya. I could have answered. Beishamai. In Zochim. Do you know what the Gemara asks over there? Why don't you do an average? What's the average? Higher mathematics. 70 and 14. Right? What's 70 and 14? 70 minus 14 is what? 56. Divide up 56 twice, 28, right? So maybe 42 should be the number. And that should be the magic number, right? Abdullah of dollars, right? We're past that time, right? Past magic numbers. But what? 42, right? 14 and 70. Take the average number between 14 and 70 is 42. So what do you see? 42 should be the number, the Gemara asks in the Maseches Svachim. That's what they had. That's a review to could have said to answer the Talmidim Kimishani Beshami. Umishani, what does Gemara answer? The Gemara asks, why don't you do it 42? Maybe she should be tummy for 42 days. Go ahead. Take an average of the what? The Mesorah and the Mikra. 42, it's a Gemara's Kasha. So what's Mishum?
You take the average though.
The Gemara asks that Kasha to be able to, you know, have a resolution between Mikra and Mesorah. Sounds, makes sense, a good Pshara, right?
Mishum,
Dichsiv. Oh, it says Kinidasa. Perish. Oh, you have to add the Nekev Al Yemei Sheva Tuma de Zachar. Which is what? Shuayim. In other words, you have to what? You have to mimetame a little bit. You have to add on to the what? Yesh Losev Ben Nekev Al Yemei Sheva de Tuma de Zachar. So in other words, you have to add on. How much do you add on? 7 days. You double what a Zachar is. A Zachar 7. You double that, so it's going to be 14. So it can't be 42. The Gemara could have given that. He could have said that as well. Okay? The Gemara could have said as that as well, but the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said what he wanted to say, and that was the Timur ben Nekeva. We felt it was what? It was Kiflayim? So this was Kiflayim. Okay. Read the next Taisvus. Mashatir.
Mashatir.
Okay,
yeah. Kiflayim is the same thing.
Kiflayim
is double.
Yeah, it's similar. It's similar. It's a little bit different, because here it just says Kinidasa. Let it be exactly the same. It's not doubling. This is different.
I think you're adding the days of when she's a nida.
You are. 7 days when she's nida for a what? For a zachar. You add seven plus seven. It's not doubling. It just,
yeah,
you're most.
If nida was 10, you would have added 10.
Right, correct. Right. But I'm saying, Uri's just saying it's a little different than Argomar because Argomar said it's got to be kiflai. So it's a little bit of a different trush. Okay? The one that Tulsa's saying is matching. This is doubling. You're doubling the May Tahara, right? Because it was 33 to 66. So you double 14 to 7. This is just matching, okay? That's the way you describe
what would be
it. No, nafkamina, no, same number, just a different way to get to it. Toys just pointing out the Gemara could have said that as well. Uri, you got it?
Yeah.
Eli, you got it? It's not doubling, you know. 66 to 33 is the doubling. So 14 double 7. That's our Gemara. The Gemara just says match it. If it's 7, then do another 7. Okay? Then it'll be 14. Go ahead, next Tysus. This also you could have said another shot. Go ahead. Just like what? Yemei Tahara is Merubin Ma Yemei Tumah. That which one is what? One is set 33, right, and one is 7. So af what? And therefore there'll be more. How will there be more? That if she's Niteris be what? If she's Niteris be 66, then it's impossible that she'd be Tumah be 7. So obviously it's got to be 14 and not what? And not 7 days. Okay? So in other words, it's also in the way of doing the Zachar Yemei Tahara are Merubin Yemei Tumah, because 7 days of the Yemei Tumah for the boy. How many days of the Yemei Tahara? 33. So too, when it comes to a girl, the Yemei Tahara have to be Merubin Yemei Tumah. So if you're going to tell me that she's Niteris on what? If she's Niteris on 66, it's impossible that what she could have been Tumah for 70 days. It's another way of learning it out, okay? Tysus wants to make sure we get all the different possibilities. Okay, good. We got everything so far? Chlor? All right, good. Let's see this Tysus here now. Okay? Kula Sviralu, guys. Let's see. Okay? Let's see this. You know what? I want to go a little bit Vaitan to Gemara. Let's go a little bit Vaitan to Gemara. Okay? And then we're going to see the Tysus. Let's go, guys. I'll read the Gemara and then you'll do the Tysus, Pinchas. Let's go. Says the Gemara, Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Beishame. What's Beishame's example? Yeshold, Yeshem Lawat. What's Beishame's example, Jacob? The old Yeshem Lawat. Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasara. Yeshem Lawat. This list is Yeshem Lamikra, right? All Lamikra. Beishamai, this not. We learn in Zvachim. If you have to do Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, how many are Ma'akiv the Kapara? Beishamim Kol Hanitonim, Alam Mizbeach Achitzon. Anything that has to be sprinkled on the outside Mizbeach, which is called Mizbeach and the Choshes, we know there are two famous Mizbeachs in the Beis HaMikdash. The other one is Beach Achitzon. So if you have to sprinkle on the Mizbeach from a korban the blood, what are the four avodas in Kachim? What are the four avodas? Shechita. Get them down, guys. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go quick. What do we say? Shechita. Two. Kabbalah. The blood goes into the what? To the Kli Sharis. What's three? Holacha. You take the blood to the Mizbeach. And lastly, Zrika. The Kabbalah of Elech is Kahuna, right? Shechita is Kshera, Af Bizar, even with a non-calling. Chlor, those are the four avodas in Kachi. Okay, we got to know them. Halacha Lomaisa. So the Gemara says, if you have to sprinkle on Mizbeach Achitzon, you do two that are four. Shenasnon b'matan achas, you should have done two according to Beis Shammai, and you only did one. Keeper, it's good b'di'evit. You get a kapara. In ubechatas anachatas halacha lamaisa ubechatas shtei matanis. You should have to do four, but even if you put two, it works. Beis Hillel omrim af bechatas shenasnim matan achas keeper, it works. So let's get down to shitas. Two shitas. When it comes to all karbonis, what does Beis Shammai hold halacha lamaisa? What does Beis Shammai say when you sprinkle on the mizbeach chitzon? How much must you do? You have to be Zorik Midamish Tematanus Ein Arba, because you do it on the corner so it spreads. So if you're supposed to do two, Halach Lamaisa, what happens if what? What happens if you do only one? Is it good? By Beis Shammai. Is it good? Yes. What happens if you have a Chattis though? You're supposed to do four. How many do you do? Two are Makiv. So by other Karbanis, you need what? Two. Bidi Evid, one. Two is Lechachilo, one is Bidi Evid. By Achatas, you need four, but you have it two. Beis Hillel says, by Achatas, even though the Chachilah four, but you have it one is good. Vamar Rav Huna, what's the Svar? Let's go. My time of the Beis Shammai. What's the Svar of Beis Shammai? The Beis Shammai says that two halacha lamaisa are ma'akev. Let's get it. Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. It says the word Karnos three times. And therefore, Harei Kan Sheish. It says it with a Vav. And therefore, there are six sprinklings. Arba lemitzvah. Arba are done in mitzvah Chachilah. Shtayim la'akev. Two of them are ma'akev. So four of them are l'chachila. Two of them have ma'akev. Four plus two is six. At least you're using all six. So everyone asked me in Seder, they said, Rabbi, look up the Chumash. It doesn't say Karnas at all with a Vav. All three of them, correct? Is that correct? If I'm not mistaken, who asked this Kasha? Someone asked the Rashba this question.
The question's on Beis Hillel.
What'd you say?
When you
we're going to get, let's go. Basil Omrim, what does Basil say? Karnos, one time with a Vav. Karnos, the second and third time without a Vav. Hare Kan Arba. Shloshu Lemitzvah. Ba'achas La'akev. So how many do you have? How many must you do L'chachil according to Basil?
Four.
Which one's Ma'akev? Only one. You got it? The problem is, though, everyone asks me in Seder, Karnos is with what? In the Chumash, no Vavs, no? There are no Vavs in all three of them. How could Basil say the first one has a Vav? They asked the Rashba this question. Look it up. Please get it down. Chuvas Arashim, Yuchasl, Rabban, Simon, Reish, Lamed, Beis. He said, look at our Sifrei Torah. Halach L'maisa. Right? Does it have a Vav or doesn't have a Vav? All three of them don't have a Vav. So he actually had someone ask him the question. He had it the other way. Then in their Sifrei Torah, all three of them had Vavs. And the Gemara says only one of them had Vav. He says, we find many times in Shas that they have the Shas had a different Masorah than our Svarim. So the Shoal asked the Rashba, do we have to fix our Sifrei Torah based on the Shas's, based on the Gemara's version? That's what he was asked. So the Rashba answered, well, he said, you know what? Look in the Rove of your Sifrei Torahs. You go always with the Rove of your Sifrei Torahs. If the Rove of the Sifrei Torah is like the Gemara, then fix it up. But if your Rove of your Sifrei Torah are not like the Gemara, then you don't have to fix it up. You don't have to fix it up at all. Okay? Now it's interesting that Lamaisa and Archumashim, in you see the in your Mesorah Shashas, does they have Karnos? I think in the Mesorah Shashas. Yeah,
no,
yeah, what'd you say?
No Vav.
There's no Vav in the Mesorah Shashas, no? You have it in your Mesorah Shashas there? In my Mesorah Shashas, there are no Vavs. What'd you say?
No Vavs.
Where is it? It's in the Mesorah Shashas.
Torah,
I can't hear you. What?
In ours, it's called.
Yeah, it says B'chol Achumashim Etikunim Gam B'Mesorah Karnos Chaser Ksiv. So you guys were machaven to the Mesorah Shashas. So it's Beferish Lamaisa. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. In our Achumashim Lamaisa, it's like what it says in the Mesorah Shashas. What do you do with our Gemara? So it could very well be Halach Lamaisa. That you have to fix it based on what its Rovar's farm say. So, okay. So don't be bothered by that. We shouldn't be bothered by that. But I have to tell you, there's a Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Aleph, that quotes, and this is how he's Masbah the Rashba, that he says, the only time that you'll change it is when there's a Nafkamina Ladina. In this case, is there a Nafkamina Ladina? Yes. How many sprinklings will be good, B'dievet? So he says, in such a situation, you always go based on Rov's farm, and then you would change it, Rov your Sifrei Torah. He says, you always follow Rov's Sifrei Torah. But you'd only change it if there's a Nafkamina Ladina. Here there's Taka Nafkamina Ladina, right? Because here we would say that Basil says one is Makiv, not two. Okay? So when there's no difference, Halach Lomaisa, you know, then follow Rov's farm. But here, Lomaisa, you have to follow the Gemara. So please get that. The Radbaz says, if there's a Nafkamina Ladina, you got to follow the Gemara. You got to follow the Gemara. But if there's no Nafkamina Ladina, you follow Rov Sifrei Torah. Everyone got that? So I'm just pointing out to you guys, this is a Nafkamina. Even though it's not Bisman HaZeh, we don't have the Bis HaMikdash, but it would chapa Nafkamina. So I'm just wondering, when the Mashiach comes, maybe we'll change all our Sifrei Torahs, and the first Karnas will be with a Vav, and the last two will be without Vavs. Maybe we'll fix it. But now it's not really a Lachal HaMaisa. Because we don't do any sprinkling. So I want you to get that down. That's what the Radbaz writes. Fascinating. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. Frek the Gemara, let's get it. The Ema Kulu Lemitzvah. Maybe all four Karnos, we should be Darshan for Beis Hillel. Maybe four should be Lechachila. Maybe there's no Makar. Maybe nothing's Makiv. Maybe nothing is Makiv. Answer the Gemara, Chas V'Sholom. Kapara Bichdi Lo Ashkechan. What's Kapara Bichdi Lo Ashkechan? What does that mean? No. It's a svar. Please get it. You can't attain kapara without doing an action. If you don't sprinkle anything, you're not going to any kapara. So I want you to get this. This is a very interesting shot. Lamaisa, the Maharam says that means halacha lamaisa that this is a what? This is a svar. Okay, this is a svar halacha lamaisa. When we say that, it's considered to be a svar. It's an interesting chiddush lamaisa. That we're saying kapara bichdi is considered to be a svara. So when Rav Huna said that shloshu lemitzvah, did you see that? Shloshu lemitzvah achas la'akev? Who said that? Yeah, but didn't Rav Huna be Masbrin? Rav Huna said that Beis Hillel shlosh mitzvah v'achas la'akev. Yeah? Rav Huna was the one who said that. So what is the lashon achas la'akev? It's really lav davka. All four are mitzvah. The one that's ma'akev I know through Sforim. Because we don't find Kabbara Bichki. This is what the Maharam points out. Dibra Maskaveima. If I ask you what the marker is, Jacob, that one sprinkling is ma'akev, it's a Sforim. Meaning when you say shlosh mitzvah achas la'what, v'achas la'akev, it's really what lav davka. It's really arbala mitzvah. The ones that are mentioned, the Feirish and the Psukim, based on Kriyu and Ksiv, based on, you know, Yeshem LeMikra, are really what only L'chachilu. The reason why one is Makiv is a Svor, which is a different way, one of the five ways of learning. The Maharam says that beautifully. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Weiter, guys, let's go. Let's get to the Sukkah, then we got to get to the Taisus. Reb Shimon, let's go Weiter and Gemara. Now we did who? How many have we done so far? We did Rebbeinu HaKadosh by Yershiu. We did Rebbeinu Ben Roetz by what? Yimei Zochri, Yimei Nekeva. You made tumah. We did Beis Shammai by what? Sprinkling. And now what are we up to? Shimon. We did Beis Shammai, Lamaisa, and now we're up to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Desanya. How many sukkahs do you, how many walls in sukkah? Stein kill chosun. Do you need two full ones? How much are, how much high must they be? 10 tefachim high? Right? They have to be at least 10 tefachim high. And how long? At least 7 tefachim wide. Right? That's a sukkah ketana. 7 by 10. Okay, I want you to know that's what the Gemara says in sukkah. So Stein Kilchasen Shlishis Afilu Tefach. The Halacha of Rosh Hashanah chisels it down to a tefach. That's what Shechter Shudis Lashon. Chiseling. He says you have two, you have three full ones, and the Halacha of Rosh Hashanah chisels it down to a tefach. Okay, that's how I got the Lashon. Gemara has a Lashon. Chayvanim Lagib Lashon Rabbah. Gemara and Shabbos Yitessim and Aleph. Even the English to be Mazda. Okay, so you three, you chisel it down to two and a tefach. Reb Shimon Omer. What does Reb Shimon say? Shosh Kilchasen Revis Afilu Tefach. You chisel four down to three. The Maikam of Fligi, Rabbanan Savri Yeshem LeMasorah, Reb Shimon Savri Yeshem LeMikra. Let's see. Rabbanan Savri Yeshem LeMasorahs. So therefore what? Basukos, basukos, without a vav, 1 + 1 = 2. Basukos, the last one is Lashon Rabin, that's 1 + 1 = 2. + 2 = 4. Harekan Arba. Tal Chad Kro Legufe. You need one plus and tell me the mitzvah is Yeshiva Sukkah. Pashul Plas, you're left with three. Okay? You're left with three. Okay? One pasuk is removed, so you're left with three. You know what bothers me with that? What do you mean you're left with three? Asi hilchasa, garasa, hashlishis, vukimto atefach, chisels it down to two and a tefach. But if, did you guys look up the pasuk? Doesn't it say basukas twice? And then the third time is with the vav? The first two are chaser, no? Isn't the first two chaser?
Yeah.
So if you take one away, they introduce the mitzvah, you're down to three. Makes sense, right? Because the first one was chaser. Okay. Let's go with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says I beg to differ. Reb Shimon Savar, Basukas, Hare Kan Sheish, Dal Chad Legufe, take away one, introduce the mitzvah Sukkah, Pashalu Arbi, left with four, Asa Hilvasa, Garata, Le Revis, Ukma Tefach, chisels down from four to three, and a Tefach. Fine? Very good. Okay, let's do the last example. Let's get it. Well, let's get to the, I want to get to the bottom number. We've got a lot to do. Reb Kiva, Desanya, Reb Kiva Minayin Revis, Dam Shiyatz Mishnei Meitzim, blood, God forbid. A Revis of blood comes from two Meitzim. Shematame Baal. Half Revis from one guy, half Revis from another guy. It's Matame. Shenemar by Kohen Gadol. I'll call Nafshos, Meis Lo Yavo. There it is, with a Vav. Mishnei Nefashos, Veshir Echad. As long as you have Revis of blood, I don't care if it's from two different corpses. The din is Matame Baal, God forbid. Rachmanol Islam. The Rabbanon, Nafshos Ksiv. If you look it up in our Chumash, I think it's Chaser Vav, no? Did you look it up? It is Chaser Vav, no? If it's Chaser Vav, it sees that it's got to be from one mace. You cannot combine blood from two mace. So you see the Rabbanon hold Yeshem LeMesorah, Rebbe Kiva hold Yeshem LeMikra, the Rabbanon hold Yeshem LeMesorah. Okay, look at the bottom of the Gemara. Let's get this. And then we got to get to the Taisus. Okay, we'll start with this. Maski Flo Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov has to Abam Kasha. What's the Kasha? Mikir Leislei Yeshem LeMikra Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, I can't believe this. Is there anyone who doesn't hold Yeshem LeMikra? Vatanya. It says Lo Tevashel Gedi Bachalev Imo. Right? You can't cook a kid in its mother's milk. Kid meaning a cow, you know, a calf. Right? You can't cook a Basar Gedi Bachalev Shenach Levimo. Yochel, I would think bechelev, I would think you can't cook with the chelev of its mother. What's a chelev mean? Fat. Now fat, if you eat chelev, you're chayv karis. It's a terrible thing. Shuman is kosher. So I would think that's the way you interpret the pasuk. It's also a cooked pasuk with chelev. But with milk, it's mutter to cook. Right? Amrat, the bride says, chasu shalom, yesh eim lemikra. The ikra way you read it is with the niku. Chalav. So therefore you see, there's no one that argues on this. This price is the clincher. If someone would say, yesh eim lemisora, how would they know basar mechalav is asr? Everyone agrees the isser is to what? Everyone agrees the isser is to cook basar mechalav and not with its chelev. So obviously everyone sold yesh eim lemikra. Oh no, up your friend. So the Gemara says we have to come up with a whole new hezber now and I'm at base of what? We have to come a whole new husband and base of all these machlokes. So if I'll tell you in three sentences, how would you chazer dalam and avin sanhedrin? Just the Gemara. How do you chazer it? Everyone in the mice, so there's a group of tanoim that hold yeshem lewat, yeshem lemikra, and then Gemara goes one down, one by one, right? Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds Yerushim. Who's the next one? No? No, before he made Tumah V'Tara, right? Reb Shimon Yehudim and Roetz. Then next. Beis Shammai. By what you made Tumah V'Tara? Correct. Beis Shammai by what? By Kronos, by sprinkling. Next. Reb Shimon by what? Sukkah. And now what? Reb Akiva by what? The combined revises. The Gemara says it can't be. No one. That means there are some shittas that hold Yeshem L'Mesorah. Can't be. Because we'll Tavashka Li'Bachalev Imo. That tells me everyone holds Yeshem L'Mikra. So you're going to have to redo all these machlokes. Okay? Now I want you to get the following. Why is it, and this is very difficult, okay? Why is it that everyone would assume, Poshup Shat, that it means Chalif? You understand what I'm saying? Why is it so Poshup that the Mesorah is Chalif more than Chalif? Did you guys think about that? The Gemara assumes that is a double Poshup, no? That if it wasn't for Yesh Eim LeMikra, everyone would have said the Mesorah is Chalif. Why would it be Chalif more than Chalif? Why is that?
Because Chalif we already know is bad.
So I want you to get this. The Chiddush Aran says, Chiddush Aran says that I would not have replaced the one for the other. I would have said both were Asr. That's what the Chiddush Aran wants to say. I would have said both were Asr. His Mehecha Teisa that the Mesorah would be Chalif more than Chalif. He says the Kasha was, please get it down, the Kasha was that Chalif and Chalif both would have been Usher. Not to exclude Chalif. They both would have been Usher. Dehemein Amafakta. Which one are you going to exclude? Zach, you got that down? Both of them would have been Usher. Both Chalif and Chalif. Geshmak. Yoni, you got me? Both of them would have been Usher. Not the one and not the other. So how are you going to save Rashi? Rashi's Mashma not that way. No, guys? What does Rashi say? Pinchas, last Rashi in the Amud, b'chelev? Chelev imo?
B'chelev imo, yichol b'chelev imo, aval b'chalev, mutar l'bash.
Right, what are the three surim bas basar b'chalev? Gemara n'chulin. Can't eat it, can't derive hana'ah, can't sell it for profit, and you can't cook with it. Three distinct surim d'iraisa. Eating, cooking, and deriving benefit. But I would have thought it's mutar to cook what? Mutar to cook with milk. I don't understand, why is the ksiv more pashu b'chelev than chalev? The Chiddush Aran and Rashi. So Chiddush Aran argues and says it would have been both. Both would have been Usher. How are you going to save Rashi? So comes along the Sefer Birkas Shai. Let's get it. Zokta Birkas Shai. The Gemara has a Lashon and Psochim and then Dalitim and Beis that Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush. What does the word Chiddush mean? I've said it over before. The Birkas Shai points this out. What does the word Chiddush mean? Chiddush means a new. That's part. But what does Rav Shevdish Lid always point out? Tyson's in Yevamos, Zion and Ralph. We've said it before. I don't know about this year. What does a Chiddush mean? Dover Hasosar Zaklav. Something that goes against the grain. It's new. It's novel, like Ellie said. But when it's a new novel, it's that it's unique and new. Okay. Dover Hasosar Zaklav. Chiddush is Dover Hasosar Esaklav. That is the concept of a Chiddush. You know what the Gemara says? Basar b'chalav is a chiddush. Why is basar b'chalav a chiddush? Because the Gemara says meat on its own is kosher, the milk on its own is kosher. You put it together, halacha l'maisa, it's asr. That's a chiddush. You know, basar b'chalav is only with a kosher OU piece of meat with kosher milk. What's the other chiddush? What's the deal if you soak a hamburger in cold milk the whole day? Cold hamburger, cold milk. What's the din? What's halacha?
Fine.
Bishul, you need only through bishul cooking. Is there a what? Is there a bliya? That's also a chiddush. If you cook it together, it's aser. If you soak it all day, it's mutter. The Gemara says those are the two chidushim. So it could be maybe yitochen. If it wasn't for Yeshayim Lemikra, I would have thought the pasuk's talking about chaylev. Why? Because that's not as much of a chiddush. You understand what I'm saying? Cooking the gedi in its mother's fat is not such a chiddush. Because why? Because it's usher no matter what. Chaylev's always usher. So it's like we're piling on another isser to cook the kid. When I say kid, I mean, you know, gedi, right? When you cook the gedi, right? In its chaylev, that's not as much of a chiddush because chaylev anyway is usher. So if chaylev is anyway usher, it's not such a gross chiddush. So if I have a choice of choosing the littler chiddush or the bigger chiddush, which one do I choose? The littler one, if there's such a word, the smaller one, okay? We choose the smaller chiddush, right? So that's why he says, Rashi says, halacha lamaisa, because chol of ashari ba'am without bishul. Why would you choose the bigger chiddush? Basar b'chol is a gigantic chiddush. The Gemara says, I thought it was a beautiful pshat. This saves Rashi, okay? Chiddush Aran says, no, if it was the mesorah, then I would answer both. No, Rashi didn't say that. Because I would have only asked cooking in its fat, because fat's already asr. So I'm adding out another isr, cooking. Cooking the kid in its mother's fat. So that's nachan isr. But it's not such a groysa chiddush, groysa meaning great, because why? Because chaylev already is asr. That's the vort we want to suggest. Thought it was a beautiful shot. Because Shai wants a tiny shot like this in what? In Rashi. Okay. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
What's this soaking the hamburger and...
The Gemara says of Sochem and then Dalabes are two possible Chidushim Basar B'chalav. One is that each one individually is okay, but when you cook them together, they become Asr. That's a Chidush HaTayr. That's one Chidush, right? Each one individually is okay, cooking them are Asr. Number two is that if you soak them together all day and they were cold, that would still be Mutter. You just wash off the hamburger from the milk. But only when you cook it is it Asr. That also is a Chidush. There's two possible Svaras the Gemara gives to the Chidush of Basar B'chalav. Okay. Yeah, if it's cold, there's no problem. Cold is not, there's no blia. There's no blia. There's something unique and special about bishul.
You can't eat the two cold things together.
I couldn't hear you. What?
Because
it's like 6 hours. Like that's a drobana. It's not right. It's not a right thing to do. Okay? That's how you have dairy equipment, you know, things of that sort. You have to eat the dairy equipment cookies at dessert. You can't eat with the fleishiks. That's just drobana. But you can never have blia without being yatzo lettuce ball. You can only have yatzo lettuce ball, you know. Yatzo lettuce ball is like this, only through cooking. Okay, we got this, Chlor? Okay. All right. Let's go, Pinchas. Let's see the Taisa. So we did the whole Amud now. We saw some of the Rashis. Make sure we got a Chlor, okay? Let's go now, Taisa. Kulu. Let's go. Go ahead, Pinchas. Look, guys, look inside, okay? Come on. We don't have much time. Let's go. Go ahead.
Ben Broka.
Hey, Legatana. Why wasn't he on the list? You're insulting Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. Yonah, why is he not on the list? Go ahead. Period. Let's get this. Rabbi Yochanan Broka is of the opinion there are two ways, Yon, in which you use a lulav. Let's get it down. What are the two ways? You shake a lulav every day, arba minim. And number two, on Hoshana Rabbah, you take a lulav and you walk around the mizbeach. Not an arava. That was Rabbi Yochanan Broka's opinion. The kapot is the palm branches. With a vav is mole. You read it as a kri. And therefore what? In the Torah, it's a chaser, right? But you read kri, and therefore there are two things you use it for. Rabbanan say, what are you talking about? You walk around with an arava, not a lulu. You use a lulu only for one thing, Jeremy. So why was there a yochan and broke on the list? Yeol, yeshem, lemikra. It's a great kasha, no? Everyone got that, Chlor? Okay, two terutzim in Tosis. Go ahead. Some guys read it together as one. It's two different terutzim. Let's go. Go ahead.
Mishum, Rabbi Levi, Mifarishatam, Taim Achrina.
Mishu means in the name. If you look up the Gemara there in Sukkah, Memheim and Beis, I think it is, it says in the name of Reb Levi, a different reason. The Gemara never says, Reb Yochanan Broka, Old Yeshem Lemikra. What does Reb Levi say? Go ahead. What does Reb Levi say? You tell me. No. He doesn't say. Time Achrino. We got to look it up. What does he say, Levi?
Something with the Levi.
He says the Levi Echad. Just like our Kaddish, we only believe in Hashem. Avinu Shemeshamayim. We have one Avishter. So too, the Tamar has only one Levi.
Oh, so
the date branch is only on one leaf.
So I have to look that up in the...
And therefore, you look it up in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, the Farish, that's why he holds what he holds. Has nothing to do with the Yeshem Lemikra. Nothing to do at all. You got to look up the Gemara there, guys. Okay? Nothing to do at all. Someone asked you a Bikiyas question. Where did it say, Avinu Shebishamayim? I once heard in the name of Rahagon Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, that he didn't like the Lashon Avinu Shebishamayim. In the Medina, the Tefillah from Medina Yisrael, because we don't find that a lot in Tefillahs, but we do. We do find Avinu Shebishamayim. No, but in the Mishnayos, very good. We also find in Lashon Gemara. This Gemara says Avinu Shebishamayim, right? So I didn't know what he meant. Maybe I heard him. Maybe I heard him misquoted, Lamaisa, because we do find it. It says here, Relevi Omer Ketamer Matam Rei Ze Ein Lel Levechad Af Yisrael Ein Lem El Levechad Lavim Shebishamayim. Okay. Has nothing to do with Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasara. Yes, David, what do you say?
So, actually, I asked Rav Lichtenstein about this very thing when I was at Gush last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Go ahead. So, what do you say?
So, I asked him about the what his minhag is. Does he say on Shabbos or not? And he says he does, but what he says is he changes the words around a bit. He says, instead of
yeah, that's what he says. That's what we do in the shul. Yeah. That's where we must have gotten it from. We say shet too.
Yeah, and so.
Did he say anything about Avinu Shebishamayim?
No, he didn't.
Interesting.
But he said because we're not saying it's not Bereshis Tzmichas Lulasein, but we're not saying it is.
Either. Right. Very
so
good.
We're saying that it should be Shetehe.
Yeah, Bez Hashem. Very good. Also, excellent, David. Very good. Yes, yeah, Zach, what do you say?
Yeshiva, they also say it quietly.
Uh-huh, okay.
I think
then have the Gabbai say it out loud. Uh-huh.
Everyone says it quietly, actually.
Gotcha, okay. All right, we say that. We have the Gabbai say it. Okay, good. Okay, let's go. That's the first Terrence. Don't tell me that we left out Rabbi Yochanan Broka. God forbid, we didn't insult him. Who says he holds Yeshem Lemikra? He says it's a special din. What's a special din? The special din is that what? That he has we have this drasha that Kapos Tamarim is considered to be special. And therefore, that's the reason why we say this halacha lamaisa. Special halacha. It has nothing to do with anything, lamaisa. The reason why we charosh al dekel to show that Am Yisrael is like a date. So therefore, there's no achreach that he holds Yeshem Lemikra. We walk around the Mizbeach with a lulu because we want to show that we have one lave and we have our lave echad is to Avinu Shebishamayim the Eibishter. Okay, go ahead. You guys can miss this. That's the first terz. Then Venera is the second terz. Go ahead.
Venera de dafka hacha she mikra misores mechashi ahadati is lu yeshem le mikra. Aval hecha de lo mechashu ahadati darshi trevayhu.
Oh, guys, look inside. What's the terz? The only time we see Yeshmikra Misora, you have to make a decision is when they contradict one another. When they contradict another, you got to make a decision. Are you a Yeshem LeMikra man or a Yeshem LeMasora man? What's a good example when they contradict each other? Is it three or is it five? Right? Is it three or is it five, guys? Which one is it? Halacha LeMaisa. That's mutually exclusive. Make up your decision. Rebbe says, I have made my decision. I hold Yeshem LeMikra. Chum said, we made our decision. Yeshem LeMasora. That's where they're mutually exclusive. That's what it means. Hecha Makashi Adadi. Aval Hecha. Go ahead. But where they don't contradict each other, you can do both. Aval Hecha, read again. Aval Hecha, go ahead. And he brings Rias. Go ahead. Daha.
Daha, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Desvari, Yacha, Yeshem Lemikra, Mechaibin.
Why don't you get how to read this, okay? Because you might think how to get this, but it's not easy. Mechaibin, the parak.
Parak Savik Acha.
Go ahead.
Ube parak Dam Shchita. Be chaticha achat sofik shall chaleb
sofik shall what
shall shuman
right chaleb is non kosher chayv karis and shuman is the kosher fats. What's the din if you eat that one of two pieces?
Asham talu.
One of them was one of them was the other. You know which was which. You have to bring an asham talui special korban. Go ahead. Mishum
the
what? Because it says mitzvahs Hashem asher talui asen of lo yeda. It says mitzvahs and mitzvahs ksiv bevav echad. Lashon Yachid. That means even if there's only one piece of meat. See, there are two possible scenarios to be Chayv and Asher Tali. What are the two possible scenarios? What are the two possible scenarios? You could have ikbi surah. What is ikbi surah? Meaning you have what? You have two pieces of meat. One of them you know for sure is awesome. One is not. You don't know which one. That's ikbi surah. That's for sure everyone's going to say you're chayiv ashram tali. No doubt. But maybe you're also chayiv what? Maybe you're also chayiv with chaticha achas. You have one piece in front of you. You don't know whether it's kosher or not. You understand what I'm saying? That's called chaticha achas. Ikbi surah shtei chatichas. But you know which, you know one of them for sure is us. Shtei chatichas. Chaticha achas you don't know. So maybe you're also chayiv. So if it says mitzvos without two vavs, that means a lashon yachid. That means with one piece of meat, you're even chayiv with lashon tali. So I can hold both. They don't contradict each other. Maybe both tracks are chayiv. Not just when there's two, but even when there's one. They're not mutually exclusive of one another. Go ahead.
Okay.
Ella. The high noon what? What's the rye that I can hold both? Umasaurus, the Hossam. They're not contradicting each other. Efshar what? Mitzvahs Karinin. That means you need two pieces. L'chayva what? The Hainu Shnei. Exactly. So two chatichas is what? Is the mikra, right? Mitzvahs. How do I know that I'm chayav even if there's only one? The Hamasora. That even with one piece you're chayav, even though it's not ikbi suru. Ikba means established. You don't know if there's an established this or there. But you're still chayav on both. They're not mutually exclusive of one another. Then I can say both mikra and masora. No problem. But where what? Where it's either three or five where they're contradictory to one another, make up your decision. I made my decision, Rabbi Nachman says. Yeshem le mikra. We got this floor guy. Beautiful, beautiful cloud of Tysus. Go ahead. Let's go. Mechain what? Mechain the parakol shah. Please get this. What does lechemoni mean? The answering bread. Or does it mean the poor man's bread? So with the vav, it means the answering bread. Own it. That's how we say Sipri Yisus Yisraim. It's a chelik ha-matzah. We have a whole shtickle Torah on that. Rashi Imsochem, Shmuel's din. It's a chelik in the matzah, right? What is it without a vav, Ben? Are you allowed to make matzah made of what? Wine, oil, and milk? And dvash? That's not poor man's bread. Ani. Ani is the Masorah. Oni is the what? Mikra. Beautiful. You have both. Because they're not contradictory, guys. If they're not contradictory, you can make both. You can have both worlds. Go ahead, next example. How many lulavim do you take? One lulav, one esrog, one hadas, one arava. Also, what do you say? What does kapos tell me? Go ahead. Umafarish b'gemara. Oh, because it says chaser vav. So you take one lulav. You know what else the gemara learns from the mikra over there? That you need leaves to shake. You need leaves to lananea. So you're using the misora for tell me one lulav. Kapos without the vav, but you also tell me the mikra to tell me you have to shake it. That's not beferish in Tulsa. You have to look up the Gemara. Please get that down. The mikra is you have to shake the leaves. So you see they're not contradictory. No problem. Go ahead, guys. Let's go. The chain.
The chain
Reb Shimon. Because we'll pick it up from the end, of the, but I want to get up to the kasher. Because we got a lot of... Okay, let's get this. This is you have to know a little background behind this, okay? What is this example that Reb Shimon holds about Mikra Masora? Again, guys, these are all Tanoim that are on our list. But we're bringing our Bekiyas. Tysus was a buck in Chas. Tysus brings you these Tanoim that in the same department use Mikra Masora. Because if they're not contradictory, it's fine. But in the examples that were given in our Gemara, they were contradictory, so they had to make a decision. Everyone hear what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. Bekiyas of Tysus, he digs up every Tana. Now, I'll give you an example where in one department they had no problem making Mikra Masora, as long as they're not contradictory. In the case in the Gemara, they were contradictory, so they had to decide Yeshem Limka. What is this case? A person that has a daughter has the ability to sell her to a Shifcha, to be a Shifcha, to be an Am Ivriyim. He also can marry her off too as well, to a person. So there is a halacha, if a man is Mekadosh's daughter, he marries his daughter off to someone, and then God forbid she becomes a widow or gets divorced, okay? Before Nisuin, You know, Arison, there was 12 months between Arison and Nisuin. Let's say she became a widow after Arison, before Nisuin, or became divorced. What's the din? She goes back to her father. Can her father sell her again? No. Once he was Makadisher, off to someone, please get it, you can't sell her anymore. Ein Shifchas Acher Kedushin. So too, there's a Shita that says, you can't sell her twice. Once you sold her once, you can't sell her again. What would be the case of selling her again? You sold her when she was 4. 6 years later, she goes free. Or Yovel comes, she goes free. She goes back to her father. You can't sell her again. Halacha L'maisa. It says in the Chumash, La'am Nachri Lo Yimshel L'makra Be'Bigdo Ba. Be'Bigdo Ba. What does Eyesh Eim L'Mikra mean? What does Bigdo mean? What does Bigdo mean? So it could mean the following. It could mean Be'Bigdo, meaning you say Mikra with a Lashon Yud, meaning Big dough means spreading your talus. Once the master, Lamaisa, spread her out, spread her, his talus over her, halacha Lamaisa, that she should get married, the adon, meaning you know, the father married her off to a guy. So the master of this guy, the Eved Ivri, that you know, an Eved Ivri can marry an Am Ivriya. Again, you have a father who has a daughter. He can sell her to be an Am Ivriya and then to another man's Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri marries her, but the master that every spreads his talus over to connote she is now designated Yehud to his Eved Ivri. So that's what Bebigdo means, spreading the talus. La'am Nachri to an Ishzar, La'yim Shalom Machar. Once he marries her off, he can no longer sell her again. Bebigdo Ba means that once the talus is spread over and there is Yehud, Yehud means a type of Kedushin, Ein Shifcha Sachar Ishis. So that's the Aim Lamikra. You follow me? So I want you to get that down. Bebigdo. With a yud, big do, means paris taliso. Taliso olav, it means erison. It means yehud. Erison and yehud are the same words. Yehud. Okay? You got me? But what's the mesorah for this? The mesorah for this is bigida. What does bigida mean? What does bigida mean? That it's like once the father was a traitor to her. You know what a traitor means? Like Benedict Arnold. How could a father sell off his daughter to someone? He was like, traded her in. And once he trades her in, you're done. You can no longer sell her again. So that's the Mesorah. That's the Mesorah of the word Bogod. Bogod, we're focusing on being a trader. The big dough means what? The big dough means spreading the talus. You follow me? Are those two contradictory? Not at all. Since they're not contradictory, therefore what? Therefore, Reb Shimon makes the drusha of both. That you can't sell a girl. You cannot sell a girl twice. And what else can't you do? What do we say you can't do? You can't do shifchas achar shifchas. What else can't you do? You can't do shifchas achar ishas. You can't sell her after you marry her off. Those things are not contradictory. Correct? So we're up to Tosus line the kasha, guys, now. Please, Chazar, we should know this about Beth. I didn't want to skip it because we're going, you know, even though it's not per se to Sanhedrin. But we got to know it, guys. We got to know a core. We got to know everything. Okay? So the Chiddush is, whenever it's not contradictory, I do both. When it's contradictory, I'm an Yesh Eim L'Mikra man. But at this point in the Gemara said there is no way. Halacha L'Maisa. Remember what did the Gemara say in the end? What was the Maskana of the Gemara today so far? That everyone's got a hold of what? Everyone's got a hold of Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Who can hold Yesh Eim L'Mesorah? Because of what? Basu B'Chalov. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's have Mincha. And we'll go back to now. Now, Thursday I have to go to Los Angeles for Shabbos to be scholar resident. So I got to...